Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Did you get that from the Howdy Doody show?
Yeah, I used to watch that show when I was a kid. Howdy, howdy.
I could hear it. Howdy, 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 y'all.
I'm Howdy Doody.
July. Oh, don't make me laugh. Or do. Please do. Oh, we finally made it. I guess July, the first Wednesday was a holiday, and then last week was crazy, so I'm so grateful we're doing it mid-month. It's better, better late than never, I always say.
This is true.
And it's all divine timing.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And I feel like I was trained, as many of us are being trained, to go with the flow for the new era, which means surprises, unexpected things, and I find that it's like a workout right now, and I'm getting even better at it. I wonder how many of you out there can relate to that I'm getting, I expect something and something else happens. Like I work so hard on making, a schedule, and then it's switched around. I was just telling Iggy, like, I think parents can relate out there. I do all these summer camps, and then I'm calling to confirm, like, yeah, what do I bring to your swim camp? Well, swim camp's the week after. Oh, I have my daughter scheduled for a rock and roll camp for that week. Uh-oh. I did a little double booking, but what I think has happened is that it's divine timing, just needs to be switched around, and that would have threw me into a panic, last year, like, oh, I got everything wrong, but I'm really becoming, more like the river, able to stay soft around the boulder to go around it. Maybe that's just time and getting older. I don't know.
It's funny. I've been there, done that.
I think everyone can resonate with that. That's why I wanted to bring it up. It's just like I'm just in shock at my resilience right now, that I'm not freaking out, that I'm able to stay calm and do the show, knowing that I might have, got the next 2 weeks all turned around. It's like, oh yeah, not a big deal. That being said, I would like to do our little meditation. Who wants to meditate with me? I love meditation. So many different kinds. There's the mindfulness. There's the shamanic journey meditation. There's the, there's just so many kinds. There's the, stop and feel your breath. And I never know what's going to come out, but let's go ahead and tap in and see what's, it also helps me, get more into my third eye and my body so that I can read the energies and figure out, the energetic forecast for the months and for now, and any kind of messages from Mother Earth or guides. So, and I find that intelligence is really easy to get a hold of when I'm calmer in my body, and I'm consciously trying to not speak as fast and go as fast as my brain goes, because those that know me, my brain goes really fast. So let's slow down together and take a moment and check in if you have the ability to. The first thing that I like to do is to just get into your body. So feel your body, notice, how the information of the day is landing in your body. So are your legs crossed? Are your arms crossed? Are you closed? Or are you really open? Check out your spine. Are you kind of hunched down with a heavy heart? A lot going on, a lot to process. Or are you up straight? Ready to receive, ready to connect. And don't try to fix it unless it feels good and you want to, you know, go up straight. But a lot of times, you know, our shoulders are hunched and we are lower because we are protecting our heart until it can process. So it's okay. It's okay to be that way. Sometimes when a lot is going on, which it is, it really is, if that is happening in your world, just notice if you've left the building, if you're kind of out in the cosmos. See if you can feel your feet on the ground or where your spine hits the chair, your legs. If you really can't feel your body at this time, perhaps you're in shock, perhaps you've been so busy, you haven't taken the time, you can take your fingertips and tap the top and inner of your thighs. Happen there. Nice. Notice how that really brings you back into your body. The comfortable sensations, the uncomfortable. And if you're still numb, you're still numb. And it takes some people years after PTSD or events happening to come back into their body, and that's okay too. Get a felt sense of your lungs. I've just wrapped up, and we'll offer you at a different day an anxiety and stress module online. And one of the main tools is breath. So you inhale and you take all the time in the world to exhale. So let's do that together, calming and centering even more. Beautiful. And we set the intention for the show, for this time together, that we will be authentic, that we'll feel supported, that we feel safe, and perhaps inspired and balanced in connection. And so it is, and so it shall be. I really feel the calmness in my body right now. I hope that you do too. And again, if anyone out there, which I know a lot of people are struggling with stress and anxiety, I got downloaded a lot of information, and we'll be offering this online course soon, or online offering. It's really beautiful. I just got the editor edited and finishing up the videos, and we're doing a sliding scale, so because there's just so many of us empaths feeling other people's stuff. There's so many of us feeling all this karma hit us at once. There's so much of us dealing with dharma. There is there's just a lot to take in. And if you're an empath, you're also, like me, you're also feeling everybody else's stuff, which is, you know, I mean, I can have in the time of my life, there's the people I love around me aren't, it's really, you know, it's hard to hold space for both. I actually have Shay's first camp calling me back here. They're like, hey, we want to tell you. Oh, all right. So today on the show, what I envisioned, or what's come through so far, of course, me and Iggy, I think, like to try to do it organically as well. I've got a couple decks here, so later in the show, we can do like some mini readings. I've got a book here, a mindfulness book that I'll intuitively open and read from. I have some excellent offerings coming up that... you know, something for everyone that I would like to share as well for this month. And then, of course, the general. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and do the reading because I'm excited for July. That feels good. And then I'll talk about the offerings, and then we can do some mini readings. And then if anything comes up that I've noticed, anything that wants to come up that Iggy and I want to kind of talk about or, you know, go into, we can. But the reading definitely helps give us a theme and more of a focus and a topic. So let me see here. What do we have for? Some needs coming through for this month. Woo! Alrighty, so this kind of goes into what came up in the guided meditation. It's we really feel comfortable. Let's take a feeling. Think about when you feel comfortable and how to do that. And I think that's why the focus of the meditation that I channeled seemed to be about really just generally feeling your body, comfort or discomfort. Because then we could be emotionally more comfortable and feel a sense of safety and predictability in our world. And that's the other, of course, I would pull this card as predictability. Like that's something that's not happening right now. And it's not going to happen for you. And for most of us is what comes next. We're at that point collectively, as there's, you know, how many planets in retrograde, and there's all these astrology lineups that are really big. And they're big in the sense that they're not about inner work as much as inner and outer together. I don't know how to explain that. I can see it in my mind's eye, but it's like the big picture. And when we're working with things that are more esoteric, they're unpredictable. And so what do we do when our life is unpredictable? Or what do I do when my life is unpredictable? I can't, you know, I don't really know where to go next or what's going to happen when I turn the corner. Is that I get that, and I learned this through Women's Generating with Suzanne Roberts, is getting a felt sense of safety in my body. I remember coming up to her in one of her teachings, and I'm just shaking and trembling. I think my car had died, and like I was broke. Like I had so much going on, and I came to her and I said, "This is too much. This is too. My life has been too much for one person to handle." And she looked at me and she goes, "It's a lot. It's a lot." And it's never too much if you have that felt sense of the resilience in the safety in your body. And boy, I've been working on that for a few years. It's helpful. I wouldn't say I've nailed it, but it's helpful. So I just want to take a pause right there and check in with Iggy. Have you experienced that, or what is the technique that you utilize when life is unpredictable and it's not comfortable? I know you're full of wisdom that you can share on that topic.
Well, that happens a lot, actually. Life is unpredictable all the time, I think. We think it's predictable. But what I try to do is I try to find grounding techniques. And that's probably the biggest thing for me. I have to ground, because if I don't ground, I become like this blob of a mess. I have to go outside and get my feet in the grass and just feel that energy, take my shoes off. Because, you know, I'm not a sandal wearer. I don't really usually wear sandals. I have friends who wear sandals, but I'm not really big into that. So I wear sneakers or, you know, tennis shoes or whatever you want to call them. I can't wear those without socks. So I'm cutting the connection off a little bit sometimes. So when things hit me, that's kind of what I have to do. And I have to get in the water too as well, because those are my tools. Those are my safe places. You know, especially when life just kind of rolls and says, "Hey, I'm going to give you this real quick. See how you handle it." And you're going, "Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that one." Sometimes you have to roll with it and you just have to keep moving, keep swimming. But that's how I do. That's what I do. I try to ground as fast as I can, get back into nature, get back into the grass, back into the trees. Climb a tree.
You can still do that. I don't know if I have the ability to climb a tree.
Sure you do.
Maybe I do.
We saw monkeys.
Yeah, grounding for sure. I guess
Am I
that
drumming?
Helps
I love
me
drumming.
In drumming, yes. It seems to me, and this could just be my perception, that like dancing does for me what drumming does for you. Like dancing, I need to like move my body to music. So like, I guess it's probably like the yin and the yang, right? Like I gotta, like drumming, I've never been able to have that do for me. Maybe the first couple times I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And immediately I knew I was to be the dancer while drumming. I'm like, oh, I gotta move it out, move it through.
Yeah, I just hit that drum. I'm going, yeah. Get out. Get out. Exit now.
Yes. What about singing? I feel like singing is, or chanting.
Yeah. Yeah, I chant a lot when I'm drumming. I dance too, but lately it's just been drumming and singing and grounding to with the earth. But I don't know. I love to dance. You know me. I love dancing. But it hasn't been really my... hasn't really been calling me like it used to, you know? I used to like...
Yeah.
You tell me, I was there. There was no hesitation. Now it's like... my body's like, I don't know, it's just weird. It's I can't quite figure that one out yet.
I hear you got to honor that. Or it's not you got to... It sounds like you're honoring that. I mean, there's a time and a place, for sure.
Yes.
I'm sure the cycle of dance will come back around.
Watch out, people. Watch
you.
Out. Watch out. Just learning some new moves.
I've seen you do the worm across the dance floor, and it was amazing.
That's funny. That's why I'm not dancing, because I'm still hurt.
Right? I know. Every time I do a Shakti Shakedown dance party, the next day I have bruises on my tops of my feet, my knees, and then I got an Instagram and I saw this, I follow this twerking crew, like this, I don't know, I think they're from Brazil or something, and they're amazing. And they, you know, professionally twerk and they have knee pads and shin pads. I'm like, that's what I need for my ecstatic dance party. Of course, they're not going into trance. That's the difference. That's why I need them, is because when you go into trance, I don't feel myself like what I'm moving on the, you know, on the ground, on the concrete. But then like the next day I'm like, oh my gosh, my feet are bruised, and it was beautifully worth it. But it's shifting. It's shifting for me. Dance used to be the only way that I could go into trance and contact that space. You know, I'm guessing at times you go into, or at drumming, right? Into trance.
Yeah. You go into trance into drumming. Absolutely.
Yeah. And dance used to be the only way that I could do it. It's starting to kind of shift a lot. But so I want to also, just before I finish with this, my needs, the needs deck, which I love, love, love. We have a need for nurturance and affection. And I'm feeling that. I woke up today and I was just like, for me, I use the word connection, but I want in a shared reality, like I want to deeply connect with someone. And so this is my answer, because I have so many people to connect with. Like me and my daughter went on this amazing bike ride. The weather was perfect today. I have a puppy who just gazes at me and into my eyes as if with like there's little hearts, like those cartoon hearts coming out of his eyes. I'm like, oh my God, so much love. I mean, I'm surrounded by love and connection. So I was confused. I'm even using a gratitude journal right now that my daughter helped me pick out for my latest journal, because I'm a big morning journaler. And I'm like, I'm so grateful for my life. And like, I'm an Aquarius. I'm the type of person who can, obviously, it's like, it can see the future, even my own. I can step into the future and go, wow, I'm going to look back and say, this is one of my favorite times of my life. And yet I still have this loneliness or longing. And I think right now, there is a general, need for most of us to feel connected to source, to spirit, which trance does help with, and also affection and nurturance. And so those are the three solutions that are coming up. If you're out there and you're wondering like, wow, there's no predictability in my world. I'm kind of uncomfortable. You know, I'm not quite feeling like, for me, it almost feels like I got these great new shoes, but I haven't broke them in yet, and it's just uncomfortable. And so finding a way for affection and nurturance and fun and play, which I can go ahead and then just plug the Shakti Shakedown with that. Like I'm going to have Jema Temple there, who is going to have a massage Like, I really try to make this event about restoration, restoration for healers, for yogis, for anyone, for a lawyer, for, you know, for students, like whomever. Like, I just have this vision of how can we get restored. So we're going to have massage therapy. And then my dear friend Clint does reflexology on the stage while we're dancing. So everyone just that wants to takes turns and gets
nice.
On the table. Oh, it's so magical. And he just helps us all restore. And to the music too, which is great. And I spend a couple hours at least throughout the month, if not more, putting this playlist together so that it is the optimal music to take you to a place of fun, play, excitement and feel good in your body. So, and then we also have a guest. I have a guest coming in, Megan Adair, who's going to do her program Savvy, because I love getting guests in. Iggy's been into drum at Shakti Shakedown. So that's actually tomorrow. If you're local, you're in Columbus, that's tomorrow night. The play, Savvy Play, and I think she's going to bring jump ropes, and I've got a bunch of tambourines I purchased. We're just going to have a blast. Sounds like it reminds me of when you had your fun and play workshop, like just a playful,
Good.
A playful hour to bust us out of stress before we dance. So that you can predict, I can kind of predict that's probably going to happen tomorrow night. And that's at Brothers Drake Meadery in the Short North, 5th and High, for all that you want, those of you that want to know. And then I also mark your calendars for August 12th, because that is, I did not plan this, guys and gals. I did not plan this at all, but there is going to be, Shakti is turning into a festival. One friend said, one super extremely psychic friend, she goes, because I didn't even really create Shakti Shakedown. I mean, I did, but it's kind of like immaculate conception. I was just like, what's happening? Okay, I guess this is happening. I still look back and I'm like, how did this event even happen? And it's the same with the festival. It's just flow. It's just, you know, one person's like, it's going to be a festival. I mentioned it to the owner and the owner was like, yeah, make it a festival. Here's the date. So the date is August 12th, 3 to 11. We're going to have some really great speakers on different topics, sustainability, things that a lot of you are probably interested in if you're listening to the show. And then we're going to have a Wild Woman Astrology Project Circle, which we're talking about opening up for anyone who wants to go, because it is a, you know, event. If men are curious about a Wild Woman Project Circle looks like, they're welcome. And we're going to have free yoga and a dance party and hopefully a food truck. Still looking for that food truck out there. But that's something that, you know, you just never know some exciting things about life. If it was predictable, we wouldn't know what's coming next. Sometimes we would cheat ourselves if we got to control the future. And, like, I never thought I'd be an event programmer. That was not anywhere in my field. It's kind of been laid on the path for me. So there you go. That's kind of exciting. Like,
you got a whole thing coming up, whole compact week. Sounds good. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Two more quick ones before I do the reading. I do have I think 8 or 9 more spaces for Midsummer's Eve sleepover. So that's a sleepover in Centerburg, Ohio. It's got a little Shakti Shakedown dance party. So you can go to the Dawn of the New Era page and look at events, or you can go to don-thompson.com and see pictures and get more information on that. I mean, everybody wants to do a retreat, right? I mean, I feel like that's my perception of life. It's like we all want to do retreats. I freaking go on Instagram. I see all these people doing retreats, and I'm like, wow, must be nice. They must not have kids. They must not be, I'm like, what are they doing? Or like, who the freak has time for that? So me and my friend Carrie, we developed one that's just a one-nighter. So it's 23 hours, which I'm like, anyone can do 23 hours. And it is supposed to be like a girly masks, you know, wine, chocolates, sleepover. So it's kind of like your middle school girls when we used to all sleep over together. But for adults, like, we'll have fancy foods, and we do sacred circles together as well, and some teachings. There's a whole itinerary. So that's on the 27th. If you resonate with that and you're anywhere near Ohio, it's worth a drive. But we have some people driving 6 to 8 hours to come. And so that'll be very, very soon. And I'm going to end out this month of July at the Worthington Tranquility Salt Cave with a evening with an intuitive, which has been really popular because people love, you know, getting readings in a circle. It's kind of like exciting. Like, if you ever watched Long Island Media, again, I didn't plan this event either. It just kind of happened. And then I'm like, wait, I'm not the Long Island medium. How come I'm doing this? But it's happening. It's a circle of people. And again, men, women, anyone, even, you know, younger people can come if they're interested. There's 10 spots for it. And we do like some teachings, guided meditation. Everybody gets a mini reading. So, which I know is I can feel a couple of you out there are excited for your mini reading.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that things are moving. You're vibrating in that energy. That's why you're attracting all that success.
Thank you.
Your frequency
Your
frequency has been tuned to that frequency, and the ones that tune into your frequency find you.
It is attuned. It is going places, and it feels good. It's been happening. And I don't even feel like nervous or anxious. I just feel like it's all there, and I just show up, and it feels really good. Yeah. And you have a new space that you're working with Jan, right? Did you want to talk to the local people about it or tell them about it?
Yeah, we're working out of her house, and we call the space My Sage Place. Basically, we create sacred fireside story time chattings on every other Wednesdays. We're going to be putting sweat lodges. She's going to bring her teepee from Oregon and put it in there because she's originally from Oregon.
Ooh,
putting a sweat lodge there, doing a lot of shamanic classes. We have some classes coming up as well. We're going to be doing some sound gatherings and drumming there at her home. So, you know, we're just reaching out to the people who resonate with us, vice versa, and just trying to raise the vibration, bring more of that to Columbus. There really isn't – I can't really say there's one here in Columbus that people can just go to and hang out like they used to be in the past. You have to travel very far, or you have to go, you know, someplace that's kind of inconvenient. But we're just trying to just be accommodate and be here. And so I'm pretty excited about the project. It's been pretty good. We do radio shows with her as well. She builds intentional community. She has an intentional community out in Oregon with her kids. Her kids are also light workers, which is kind of cool. You usually don't see that in families, but, you know, her kids do body work and shamanic work as well. So it's been a good fit for me to work with her on that level. 'Cause I know I work with a lot of people, but it's been fun to actually put my talents in one little spot for the moment. 'Cause I haven't taught in a while, so it's been good.
My Sage Place. I love that name. And I met Jan, and I came to one of your sound sessions, and I can say that it was absolutely amazing. Like, it was such a wonderful experience. It was great.
Yeah, and I'm glad you came. I'm going to come to yours too, so don't think I'm not coming. It's just I've been trying to situate myself and get everything in order, you know. You're a little bit ahead of the curve on me on that, so got to learn from the best.
You're silly. It's, yes, there'll be plenty of stuff. I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, there's still this part of me, and I wonder how many light workers and energy and workers, shamans, high priestesses. I mean, I still don't even know what to call. I'm like, I don't know what I am. I just do what spirit tells me. I got a minister.
I just show up.
So sometimes I'm like, minister, high priest, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just showing up to what is, and but there's still this human side of me that's like, maybe I should go back to college and just get a 9-to-5. And that was my thought today. It's like, because being a, you know, showing up and listening is a unique way to live. And it is unpredictable. It's so magical and it's so beautiful. And there is this sense of, you know, like choose your own chapter book. That's what I was thinking of yesterday. Like my life's like a choose your own chapter. When I was maybe in like fourth or fifth grade, we had these books and it would say, if you want to chase the lion, you know, or if you want to go into the tunnel, go to page 28. If you want to go through the door. Yes, they were so cool. I can't believe they don't make those. I mean, who knows? Maybe they do make them, but it was awesome because I would go back and I would like do all the choices. I was like, okay, I picked this one, but what would it have been like if I would have chose the other door? And they were very cool. And I feel like life is somewhat like that. You know, I mean, who knows? I don't really know what life is, but
it does seem
like we make these choices.
It is. I had a whole show on that on Monday.
And came out with that? Go ahead.
It's about creating your movie. It's how we play our movies in our heads and how we can edit them and change them and tailor them to how we want to be, how we want it to look like. Because some of us can't even remember what happened last week, so you can imagine. You know, we hold on to, you know, trauma and stuff, and we play it over and over and over. Maybe you could have a different outcome, a different scenario, a different way to play it out. We get stuck in that loop, and then we have to find a way to break the loop until, you know, some of us hold on to that stuff for a while because it serves us. And then there comes a point where we're going, well, you know, this doesn't serve me anymore. Well, you have to rewrite the movie. You have to edit, cut, have a different ending. You know, like Star Wars has like three different endings. They have different things they add to it. So life is the same way. We can have different endings. And by creating those scenarios, we actually heal the pieces and parts of ourselves through that editing process.
Oh, that's so beautiful the way you put that. I love that. Yes. See, sometimes I cannot speak as eloquently. I have these ideas in my head, but I can't get them out. I'm like, I was reflecting back though at last year. You know what you just said made me think about reflecting back to last year. Now around this time I was really getting deep into my ministry. Like I was getting these, you know, these ancient teachings modified, of course, but they were really, really old, like Journey into the Heart. That is an old thing that I saw my guide show me. They used to take people into caves and then they'd show them how to journey into their heart or they, you know, and so I was doing this and before I would present these things that a channel threw me to a new group of people, I would feel terror, sheer terror. And, you know, I could have succumbed and I could have ran and I could have hid, but it's not my way. My way is like, if I decide I'm going to do something, it doesn't matter what. And I knew it was of the highest benevolence, like the highest outcome for this lifetime is to do this sacred journey with this 40 people. Don't run away. And so, and I think a little piece of it, and I don't know if you believe this or not, but I honestly think that there were these beings or spirit or this certain old frequency of fear that was clinging, saying, don't bring this back. Don't bring it back. Like it was just like, and so I did it anyways, you know, and as soon as I would get going, like this calm and peace, like I would step into my, you know, old wisdom keeper self, but that was intense.
Right.
I mean, I would, the night before I was to do a journey with a group at the Wild Woman Festival, I was shaking and walking around in nature in terror, like just like quaking in terror. And it wasn't me. And so I can't believe I transmuted that. I walked through it and now I'm at peace and stronger and more resilient. But there was a couple times I'm like, wow, is this going to be the rest of my life? And actually through connecting to spirit and then seeing how many other people are suffering with stress and anxiety. I mean, that situation was different.
Yeah.
That situation, that was something big happening. Like maybe like a pat. It was connected to so many things. It was also connected to like in the past life, I'd go out and teach and write what those witches do. We were hung.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I being beheaded. So it was like also that physical remembrance coming through my DNA of like, last time you did this, girl, you were hungry.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this again?
Well,
I'm like,
metaphoric,
I'm
huh?
doing it.
Right.
What's
you know,
that?
It's funny you say that. Yes, it was a metaphoric hanging. But
yes.
What I was going to tell you was, because when you said that, I had a speaking engagement 2 weeks ago where I had to go to church and talk with the Ohio Health Group about grieving and counseling. There's a whole group of people who lost their family members. And I had this whole spiel, and I was, like, nervous. And I'm like, why am I nervous? And I had this whole spiel that I was going to do, and I had written down, and, you know, totally just went off, on another way. But it was what needed to be said at that time. I just felt Spirit just guide me because, you know, whatever I was going to say was not going to work. So, and they're talking about being in the moment and loving the people who are around you versus the ones that we lost and they were gone. Then I played my drum and for them, and it was pretty cool. But I know what you mean. I understand what you're saying. You get that feeling. You have an agenda. You have this thing that you want to create and share with the world. And then Spirit
yes.
goes, that's cool. That's really good, but not here. I'm going to give you something better. I'm going to give you better material.
Yes, yes.
I'm like,
totally,
okay.
That's it. Like, we got other plans, y'all. We got other plans.
Yeah.
And we're going full circle now back to the beginning of, like, predictability and wanting to control and where is it, like, letting it flow. And I guess it seems like it's been a intense lesson. Like, it's an intense lesson. And I've caused my reaction to life has caused me more stress than the actual events that are happening. So like my reaction, which is an interesting, and I don't shame or guilt myself for that. And I hope no one else out there does either. I've started
mm-hmm.
one of my mini side hustles is doing this app right now where I do like a 3-minute psychic reading. So people download the app and then they send
me
like a 3-minute video. I know, it's kind of neat. Heather told me about it. And then they tell me like for 3 minutes what's going on. And then they have a question or two. And then I send them back a 3-minute video. And it seems like my perception is a lot of people are distracting themselves with drama in order to not feel, B, focusing so much on finding this true love, which I'm still not convinced I think it's too simplistic. I think, yes, there is something to wanting to find a frequency match, but I don't think that there's like this, well, there just can't be a happily ever after because there's a happily for now because eventually everyone leaves, right? I mean, we all go back
mm-hmm.
and forth, but like in this lifetime, none of us are going to have the same. I mean, very rarely do you, I guess there are people that die on the same day, but it's so rare. Like for the most part, you know, you're going to, everyone's going to come and go in your life. I've taught my daughter
true.
That. And
mm-hmm. This is true.
So I hate to do it, but I'm more of a teacher on this app because people are just so confused. They're like, well, if I find my true love, then I'll be happy forever. Or if I,
no.
you know, and I'm like, or they want to
wrong.
Know, oh, everyone
wrong.
Wants to know what's going to happen next year.
You're like, wrong. You're not going to be happy because you find your true love. Your true love is going to make you angry too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So true. It's like they're going to bring up all your shit. So let's talk about how you can get better at communicating, how you can love yourself more.
Right. We forget that we have to love ourselves just as much as we're going to love the other person, that we project all our emotions, and then we wonder why they walk away.
Right. Right, right. It's a very odd paradox trying to get from someone else
yep.
what we're supposed to give ourselves. And honest, like I have this vision of, you know, I actually, for the most part, as humanly possible, I believe in my heart of hearts, I give myself now what I've always wanted my parents to give me, what I always mm-hmm. wanted, you know, when, growing up watching that, those, you know, Disney movies and that man that you meet in the woods. Oh, he's going to give me everything.
Right.
Well, I found I'll give it to me. Why don't I do it for me? And so that's why I took so many trainings. That's why I went through so many workshops and did so much work at home is because I was like, I want to give it to me. And so now I'm at a place where I'm willing to have that mirrored and reflected back to me. And what I found is not a lot of people have done this work. There's not a lot of mirrors of that reflecting back to me.
You got to do the work. You got to do the work.
There's a few. Yeah.
Got to do the work. You know, even the top people in our field, the work that we do, even the big dogs, you know, the ones who we call big dogs in motivation mm-hmm. or spirituality and metaphysics, they go to other people's stuff. They go to other people's workshops. They learn from other people. That's how it works. That's where they
yes.
get the material. That's how they you know, they reprogram, we change it, take pieces and parts of it. Some people get it, yeah, downloads and stuff. But you learn from other people. That's how you do it. You go to school. You create your own schooling. You know, you go and you find the people who are doing the stuff that you're doing, and you learn from them. They're willing to teach you. You'd be surprised. Got to get the ego out of the way and say, okay, I'm going to move out.
Never stop learning has been coming to me over and over and over and over and over. And I do, this is funny, here's my human side, is I do get frustrated some of the metaphysical stuff, like when I go to the, what are those festivals, the weekend things and stuff. Like you start to hear the same thing over and over. I know you have. I know you've had mm-hmm. that. Maybe not. I've had that experience where I'm like, I've heard this
absolutely.
Over and over. Yes, we know that. But
you know, but that's a message. That's a message. That's a message for you. Mm-hmm. If you hear it over and over, there's a part of that message for you.
Hey, that's a good point.
But you're going.
Are you really?
You
got to
wake up at 9,
message?
Not 12 o'clock. You're like, okay, I'm getting up at 11:55. Is that okay? It's a start, though. It's a start.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, this has been a wonderful show so far. Lots of connection. I feel.
I love jamming and talking with you.
What?
I love jamming and talking with you.
I like it.
Hanging out with you.
I really. I do too. You vibrate at the similar frequency as me. You really do. I mean, it's
yeah.
just one of them things.
You're my sister.
You are my brother. 3 years ago, I about cried. I probably did cry a couple times when I saw our pictures of Peru. I'm like, it's time for another one. Time for another
yeah,
adventure. And I.
There you go.
Are you going back?
I think I'm going in February.
Oh.
It's kind of in the air
well,
right now.
Speaking, mm-hmm.
You're going on trip too, aren't you?
Well, so speaking of teachers, there's this woman that I met a couple of years ago out in the Berkshires in New York, and she is the same, a spirituality intuitive coach, and she resonates with me so much. Her name's Mary Campbell, and I've been getting her emails for a little while. She's like, life starts after menopause. And I remember meeting her, and she was doing this sensual qigong. And I was like, whoa, I want to be that hot in 20 years. I mean, that's my ego self. I'm like, what is she doing? Okay, sensual qigong, how I look and feel and vibrate like her, like in my future. So I really felt drawn to her. And then, and like she got some teaching I don't know about. I want to know about this. So, yeah,
sure.
I got her email that she takes a group of people out to It's a place in Mexico on the west side where there's ocean and mountains. And we'll do sweat lodge there with a local medicine person. And, yeah, it's going to be around the same time. But if you go to Peru, it's going to be the end of January, beginning of February. And I feel very, very called to burn with her and assist her. I'm going to be an assistant. And I'm super excited about it. I also had an opportunity to go to Bali, but that's, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think I was throwing out all these, like you said, all these vibrations. I'm like, I'm a wizard. I want to
sure.
manifest. And then it's like, okay, I can't harvest all of this. It's not quite possible just yet.
Take that alchemy and just transmute it into the next phase. You know, like if you've got 4 or 5, take some of that and put it into the one that really resonates with you.
That's exactly. Okay, you said it the way I was feeling. That's what I'm doing. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to just take all of them. But then I'm like, you know, I really, yes, focus into this one. And anything can happen at any time. So super open to it. Abundance. Calling in Abundanita this month. There's our ascended master we can work with, Abundanita.
Abundanita. I like that, Abundanita. She's about 4'8" in pistol.
Well, I want to go ahead and just do, if it's okay with everyone out there, I'm going to go ahead and do just a reading for everyone and retain and do self-care and keep my energy really tight to me so that I can give all these offerings the rest of the month. And so I'm just going to give a reading for any of you out there that were wanting a reading. This is for you, and we can wrap up this month's show. All right, so I am holding the deck right now, and I'm asking Spirit, all those out there who really need a message of hope or information, messages from their guides, speak to them now through me. Thank you. Oh, this has been coming up for a lot of my clients. So we have this, and of course the reading is going to go with what we've been talking about, because that's life. So I have this card, Peace of Mind, and she's popped up, and she's looking really reflective. And again, kind of saying, you know, your peace comes from within. And believe it or not, she's out in nature, like Iggy talked about.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking around. She's like, my peace of mind, my solace is in nature. She's also reminding you that if you're absorbing, any of you out there, if you're absorbing too much negativity, too much funk, to wear white. White reflects. I learned from Iggy, who he told me his mom taught him about wearing red for protection. So there's red and then there's white. So white at this time is really, really good just to bounce everybody's stuff off and not absorb. There's a couple things that will be coming up for a lot of you, and what you're going to have to do is trust your intuition. The next full moon, so we're having all these eclipses, right? The next full moon, go out and really speak with her. Speak and connect with her and ask her for guidance. She will give you the answers that you seek. We have a lady here who's kind of looking off. She's like a warrior person, and she is talking about feeling safe in our world, which is the topic today. Like, how can you, when we're not sure what's going to happen next, transmute and feel safe? Well, we talked about earthing, we talked about meditating, kind of tapping your thighs, feeling your feet on the ground, noticing your body and your breath. Wow, this Shay's camp is still calling me. They really want to talk to me. And then so feeling safe, you get that sense of safety by trusting your intuition, calming your mind, and then play. That was the solution. That comes up so many times. Play. Rise above your problems. How do you rise above your problems? Not ignore them, but not let them drag you down. You, raise your standards. A lot of us have these expectations, these standards, and we have come as Iggy says, so we've alchemized, we've transmuted, and it's time for a different frequency. So raise your standards at work. Raise your standards in your relationships. Raise your standards with self-care. And then the result is abundance. I just said that word. I just pulled it again. It's abundance. That is going to bring in a plethora of love, connection, safety, intuition, peace of mind. Get reflective and then go out and play. I mean, that's the theme for July. That's what it's, she's saying. This fairy
awesome
lady.
Abundanita.
Abundanita.
That's cool. You know, as you're reading your cards, I was looking at this meme I posted. It says, how dramatic I am when I want attention. it's this person's face that's sticking out of water. But then the next to the bottom of the picture, they're sitting on this shallow pool. Their butt, you know, they're not really drowning. They're just faces just sticking out of the water. It's just kind of funny. As you were reading that card,
awesome.
I was like, that's like, how many of us do that, you know? We're not really drowning.
Totally.
We just think we are.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yes. And that's what I noticed from the reading app clients is that, oh my goodness, guys, it's really not happening. We're looking this up. Why do we make it all up? Because we don't always know how to see ourselves or feelings. That's
right.
Big one. And we're kind of all dopamine junkies at this point, right? We constantly are being entertained. I mean, my daughter, you know, she when I was her age, my entertainment was nature. Like, it was sitting and thinking a lot. Like, I would sit and stare at a tree and think, or climb a tree and think. That's not so much, like, we're, like, constantly being inundated with stimuli. So that's why I think the reading was, like, cool your roll, slow your roll, calm down, feel your feelings, and, yeah, then we'll connect. We'll connect again in August and check in. It's only a few weeks away, so I think that's about all I got for today.
Perfect. It was a beautiful show. Let's change the dial here a little bit. All right. We hope you enjoyed our show.
I love it. I love it. I love you all. If you want any more messages or reading, you can go to don-thompson.com and get a hold of me.
All righty, Don. I appreciate you. Love you. And
love
let's keep
you
in contact.
Okay. Sounds good.
And get those camp things taken care of.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Peace
on.
And love. All right.
Peace
bye-bye.
And love. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to With Insights Radio and listening to our episode of The Gypsy Wagon Hour with Don Thompson of the New Era. If you want to find Don, you can go to don-thompson.com. She's also on Facebook, Don of the New Era, if you want to find her. So, guys, take care. Have a good week. Tomorrow, our show is My Sage Plays Radio. So tune into that, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. Ho'oponopono. We're out.